everyone, welcome to M2F Story. Today I am going to share with you. He wished he was a real woman. So if you are new to the channel, then please consider subscribing. And check out my Patreon, patreon.com/M2F Story. Jeff had always wished that he was born a woman. More than once, even at age 7, his parents had to punish him for wanting to wear his sister's clothes. As he matured, he was more and more sure that he wanted to be a woman. He was physically attracted to them, but more than anything, he wanted to be one of them. At home, he cross-dressed whenever he could get away with it. He subscribed to women's magazines and read them, instead of the sports papers that the other guys were into. Instead of watching football, he was happier watching the fashion channel. He was strongly considering having a gender reassignment surgery, but it pained him that it wasn't real. They might give him breasts and a fake vagina, but it wasn't the same as being a real woman. He would never be a mommy. He would never have a period. He wished he was a real woman. He prayed for it every night. Harmony was a special woman. When she was just a girl, she started to discover her powers. When she was at Girl Scout camp, she found a raccoon that some boy had shot with a BB gun. It was clearly in pain and had a bad leg which looked infected. Harmony had made a wish and was amazed to see that right in front of her eyes, the raccoon healed. It came up to her and rubbed against her leg like a dog, then ran happily back into the woods. Over the years, she was able to learn the full extent of her powers and control them. She called herself a witch in her mind, but she didn't know where these powers actually came from. All she knew was that she had better use them only for good, and that she should be discreet about it. One day, Jeff and Harmony's paths crossed. Jeff was on a camping trip with some friends of his. They were all married couples, but he was alone. At one point, the guys had all gone off to gather some firewood and buy some beer back in town. He stayed with the girls and talked to them. He loved being with just the girls. It made him feel sort of like he was one of them. But of course, they were all married women, and they all wanted to keep some distance between themselves and Jeff. So he was never really accepted. After a while, he felt sad. He felt so left out. His mind turned to his usual thoughts that he wished he was one of them, a woman, a girl. He sadly took off by himself for a walk in the woods. As he walked, he thought of all the feminine things he wanted to do. He felt so hurt inside. He sat down under an old oak tree and began to cry. Harmony was taking her daily walk through the woods. She lived close to the state park and enjoyed walking through the forest paths. She would gather wild mushrooms and herbs, which she had learned to use in spells that she would cast. She would enjoy the company of the wild animals. She had learned their ways of communication, and she could learn much from them. But as she walked, she suddenly sensed pain. Ever since her incident with the raccoon, she was able to sense pain in another living being, if it was great enough. She moved through the forest, away from the path through the ferns and the maples, and over to the clearing across the meadow where the oak trees started. Harmony felt the pain coming from the old oak tree. She wondered if it would be a squirrel or a chipmunk. She was very surprised when she saw Jeff. He was crying and in such pain inside. She just had to help him. "Hello there," she said. Jeff was startled. He didn't want someone to see him cry. That was why he wandered off on his own. "What's the matter?" said Harmony. Jeff wiped the tears from his eyes.
"It's nothing," he said. But that made him feel bad. It was a masculine response. He longed to open up his heart and tell her everything. But how could a man, even one who wished he was a woman, just come right out and say that to a stranger?
"You have a wish deep in your heart," said Harmony, closing her eyes and concentrating on the feelings flowing out of Jeff. "A deep longing, which you have never been able to fulfill. You are dissatisfied with yourself." Jeff looked up in amazement. This young woman was reading him like a book. He suddenly had such an urge to open up to her and tell her everything. He just sensed that she was a friend and she would help.
"I should never have been born as a male," he said. "I should have been a woman."
She looked down at him, not with pity, not with disgust, but with love and understanding. Just the look in her eyes made him more comfortable, so he told her more.
"Ever since I was young, I wanted to be a girl. I would give anything. What can I do?"
Harmony sat down beside him.
"Oh, Jeff, you ask something quite difficult. Are you really sure about this? I mean, if you were a woman, it would not be exactly what you think. Just because you become a woman, that won't make you happy. You have to find your way through life, and whether you're a woman or a man, the basic things which bring happiness and contentment are the same.
Yes, but I'm not meant to be a man. I wish I was a woman.
Look at me, Jeff. I want to heal your pain, but I again urge you to reconsider. I don't think that you really want to be female. I think you are just so attracted to women, but they reject you, so you have a coping mechanism of wanting to be one.
You like pretty clothes, don't you? But that doesn't make you a woman any more than a woman wearing a suit and tie would be a man. Don't do this for the clothes. Don't do this unless you really, really mean it in your heart of hearts.
If you can really feel my pain, you know that it is all I want, he said.
All right, but don't come back to me and complain if you cannot handle it. Being a woman is not what you think it is going to be.
I'm not afraid, he said. Harmony shook her head. He was determined. She hoped that she was doing the right thing for him. Perhaps she should make him fall in love with a woman who he could worship and adore. But no, he wanted this from his own free will. She felt her inner self resonate with his wish. She wished it were true too, to help ease his pain. She envisioned Jeff as a woman.
What sort of woman would you be? Describe yourself.
I would be 5'8" with long sandy blonde hair. I would be very athletic, but not muscular. I would be very pretty, but perhaps not like a model. I would have 38D breasts with large nipples. I would have a soft, pretty voice. I would have long, thin fingers and petite feet. I would have nice, wide birthing hips, giving me ideal curves.
And I would have deep blue, alluring eyes.
All that is very superficial, said Harmony.
But that is what I imagine myself to be, replied Jeff.
So be it, said Harmony, imaging Jeff's pain being eased, but having him become the woman he just described.
Jeff kept looking at Harmony, her eyes closed in intense concentration. Her face was peaceful and calm. He felt the calmness flow from her to him, and his racing heart calmed. His fear and his pain diminished second by second, and he was filled with a sense of serenity and peace.
Jeff reached up to brush the hair out of his eyes.
Hair? He had long blonde hair. This was impossible. As he brushed it away, he saw his hands. They were small with fine, long, thin fingers. The nails at the end were nicely shaped and painted his favorite color of red.
He looked down and saw them. His breasts, just as he had always wished for. He had never imagined that they would be so big when he actually felt them on his chest. He had breasts. He felt below to his crotch. He couldn't stop smiling. It was gone. He was female now. He felt such joy welling up within him.
Your name will be Joy now, in recognition of how you feel, said Harmony.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. What can I ever do to repay you?
Asked Joy. She was crying now, but they were tears of joy. In more ways than one.
You can live a full and happy life, said Harmony. And you must never tell anyone about me.
I will, I promise. Please, you never told me your name.
Harmony, she said.
Joy stepped forward and gave Harmony a hug.
Now, Joy, you will have to do some things right away. Take this purse. You will find inside a driver's license with your new name and some money. You have a credit card. Your bank account as Jeff has been converted over to one for Joy, but you'll need to go out and get a job and an apartment. You can't ever tell anyone that you used to be Jeff.
You can't go back to your old apartment or see your old friends. You have a new life now, but I can't allow anyone other than those I help know what I really am. Do you understand?
Yes, oh thank you, Harmony. Today is the best day of my life.
Joy was dressed in women's jeans, boots, and a sweatshirt. She started walking down the forest path and discovered a bicycle. It had a note on it reading, "For Joy." She got on and rode it into town. She was fascinated at the way her new body moved. How the way she perceived the world was different. It was all different. She was so happy, so excited.
An hour later, she rolled into town. Harmony had told her to go get a job and a place to stay. She knew that above the hardware store, they were letting out apartments. So she went on up and asked to speak to someone about a room. The manager made a phone call, and in a few minutes, another man named Adam arrived.
While she was waiting, Joy felt uncomfortable with the manager. She looked at his face, but his eyes were focused on her breasts. She turned to look behind her, but she was sure that he was staring at her butt. She turned back to him, and his eyes were still everywhere but her face. She wasn't used to being scoped out like a piece of meat or something. It made her feel upset inside. She wasn't used to how an emotion could come on so quickly or feel so strong. This would take some getting used to. She was relieved when Adam showed up to take her upstairs, but immediately, he turned out to be as bad as the manager.
Well, well, what do we have here?
He said, even whistling.
This is Joy, said the manager.
She is quite a joy to behold, said Adam. Joy was wondering if Harmony had picked a good name or not. She loved having a very feminine name, but these jokes were going to get old quick.
I'd like to see the room, please, she said to Adam, trying to be polite. She would like to have said, quit staring at my boobs, but she wanted the room and didn't think that would be a good start to her relationship with her landlord.
She did like it that the door was help open for her as she walked in, and that at least Adam treated her like a lady. He showed her the room, which was very suitable for her needs. It included a dress, a bed, and a soft with coffee table, so she didn't even need to buy her own furniture. The rent was in the right price range, so she wanted it. But she couldn't help but notice how his eyes were glued to her body again. When she was a man, she didn't stare like that, did she? It made her feel so uncomfortable.
I'll take it, she said. I'll need $150 deposit, said Adam.
She looked through her purse and found $500 in fifties. She handed Adam the money and shook his hand.
I'll have the lease papers ready for you to sign in a few minutes,
he said as they walked back downstairs. She waited patiently, looking through the hunting magazine in the office. Boring. She wanted to read Cosmo or something educational. She would have to stop at the bookstore and get something good to read. Adam arrived with the papers, which she signed. She admired Hugh's new fancy writing. Nothing like her old scribbled mess. Now she wrote in large flowing letters. Very arty.
Thanks, ma'am. All set. Here's the keys, said Adam.
Joy felt so excited to be called ma'am. She smiled. Joy went across the street to do some clothes shopping. She wanted so many things that she had dreamed of wearing. She bought 3 bras, 4 packs of panties, pantyhose, 3 skirts, capri pants, lots of tops, 2 dresses, and a sweater. The clerk rang up the purchases at the counter, and Joy gulped when she saw the final total. How could these things cost so much? But she needed it all, so what could she do? It was upsetting to learn how much they charged for cute clothes. And it seemed like the less fabric on the clothes, the more it cost. What was the fairness in that?
Or if a men's shirt cost $20, the same thing for women cost at least twice was much.
She gritted her teeth and signed the credit card receipt. She dropped off that load, then went to the sports store down the street. She bought a running outfit, workout clothes, a leotard, 3 sports bras, and the one thing she had most eagerly wished she could wear, a string bikini. She had looked at magazines time and time again, wishing that she could look like the models, or be one of them. Now she had her own yellow bikini. She would go to the beach that afternoon and try it out. When she got back to her apartment, she found Adam carrying a cardboard box up the steps and into her room.
Your girlfriend dropped these off. I hope you don't mind that I let myself in to deliver them, he said.
Of course not. Thank you, Adam, said Joy. He tipped his cap to her, and she felt so special. When he left, she opened the box as it. Inside was a note from Harmony. Dear Joy, I put together a few things that you will be needing, which you might not have thought to gather for yourself. I bet you're out getting some cool clothes. Right now, don't forget the shoes. I just love shoes, and I'm sure you will, too. Enjoy. Harmony. Joy looked through the boxes and unpacked all of the things that Harmony had thoughtfully gathered for her. Bedsheets, tablecloths, utensils, Jane Austen books, frilly decorations for the tables, a blow dryer. Nail polish in her color, along with files and nail clippers. And lots of little things she hadn't thought about, like makeup, shampoo, and conditioner. There was even a beach towel which she placed on the couch. She tore the tags off her new bikini, put it on, and headed for the beach on her bicycle. Joy realized that she might have made a mistake as the bikini bottom was riding up on her butt as she rode through town. A bikini looked cool, but it wasn't made for biking. She reached the beach and parked the bike. She also didn't like how much her breasts bounced as she walked. The bikini just didn't have enough support. She would have to buy something better next time. She ran through the hot sand and dove into the cool, sparking water. If she thought that she was getting stares at the hardware store, It was much worse now. Every male at the beach was staring at her chest. There was a lot of skin exposed, and you could see a lot of her breasts. The little triangles of the bikini bra suddenly felt small, and she felt almost naked in front of all the people. Making matters worse, her large nipples showed right through. They stuck out distinctly, and you could see the outline. Next time, she would get a thicker top, or one with a darker color. But when this one was wet, her nipples showed. Then there were the straps. She never had breasts before, let alone the large ones which she now had. They filled the cups of the bikini top and their weight pulled down. This caused the straps over her shoulders to dig in. She was relieved when she was able to lay on her towel and take the weight off of her shoulders. Perhaps she should have asked for smaller breasts. She had no idea what having large ones meant to a woman. When she got back to her apartment, Joy found out another problem. She had long, beautiful, flowing hair, but after getting all wee with salt water, it looked like a mess now, and she had no idea how to care for it. She took a shower and shampooed, but she didn't have any conditioner. She didn't know how to work the blow dryer. She didn't know how to style it or to use hairspray or mousse. The result? Tangled, matted hair. She was frustrated and decided to go get her hair cut and styled. She had always wanted to go to a beauty salon, so she was excited to get there. She loved being pampered as they did her fingernails, then toenails, along with a foot and ankle massage. She chatted with everyone as they worked on her hair, trimming and styling it. She had highlights added too. She loved every moment of it, except at the end when she found out how much it all cost. As a man, she had been able to get a haircut for $15 or less most of the time. But for a woman, they really upped the charges. She felt like she was getting ripped off, but she knew that it was the same that every other woman in the place was paying. She got over her embarrassment and asked her stylist what she recommended in terms of keeping the hair nicely styled and keeping it from getting so out of control. The stylist recommended a conditioner and a few techniques to try. She bought 2 bottles of the conditioner and again was amazed at the prices, but she just grinned and bared it. Being a real woman was worth the price. That's it for today. Hope you have enjoyed it. And if you do, then be sure to subscribe for the next part of this story and show your support on Patreon.